Keir, it's Tim Carter. Welcome to the Ask the Builder Show. How are you this morning? It's a pleasure to have you on the air.
Okay, how are you doing?
I'm doing just great.
Okay. I was calling this morning in regards to, I had a an older door that had an oval glass shape, an oval glass window shape in it.
Okay, got it. I understand.
And it broke.
Okay.
I went to Home Depot and got a new door. I've never actually visually seen a new door put in. And I went to your website, and I couldn't get the pictures for some reason. And I'm just, like, want to take on this seat, but I'm sort of figuring, I don't know.
Okay. When you say you went to buy the new door, did you buy a what we call a pre-hung door, where you not only got the door, you got the whole jamb and the whole everything?
Exactly.
Okay. So did you, before you bought this door...
Did the measurement and everything.
You did the measurement. So you're convinced that this door is going to fit right in that existing opening?
Yes.
Okay. I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Yes.
Okay, all right. The trick, actually, the door itself should come with some instructions. Does this door have any side lights to it, or is it just the door only?
Just the door only.
Okay, that makes it easier.
Okay.
The trick is, when you go to install does this house have a front porch on it?
Yes, it does. It's got a front door, foyer, and then it's the second door going into the interior of the house.
So this is the second door. It's not really the full outside door.
Exactly.
Oh, okay. So is it just a regular interior door, or is it a true exterior door with weather stripping and a threshold?
A true interior door.
A true
interior? Yeah, the other door already has the stripping on the outside.
Okay, so this is just a simple interior door to install.
Yes.
Okay, I thought I could swear I had a, I know, I think you're right. You said I had that little bulletin, but for some reason you can get the photos.
Right.
All that becomes a matter of doing is, and I've only got about a minute and a half to tell you how to do this, just have to get the hinge side of that door put into position and nailed up and so that it's plumb, okay? And your challenge is to make sure that the gap between the door and the jamb is the same all the way around the door. And usually from the factory, it's about an eighth of an inch gap.
Okay.
So when you look at the top, this is where most people have problems, is when they look at the top of the door, that the gap gets narrower or wider, you know, as it runs along the top. And
okay.
So that may mean that you have to just trim off one side of the jamb or the other, you know, at the bottom.
Okay.
But you just have to... use wood shims to help you get all of that in alignment. I like to put a screw behind the top hinge. Like once I've got the door in position and I like where it is, I actually pull that top hinge off the jamb and I drive about a 3-inch long screw back into the rough jamb. Because there's a lot of weight at the top of the door and it wants to keep rotating and falling down.
Okay.
And you just take your time and put it in. There's let me go back to the website and see if I can figure out why those photos aren't working for you.
Okay.
All right, but it's not as hard as you read what I have written about it, and I think you're going to find it out how easy it is.
Yeah, because I was reading it last night. And
You're just missing the photos.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll try to get those photos for you.
Okay.
All right, I got a scoop, man.
Thank you.
Good luck. Just take your time. You're not going to make any mistakes. And here's the best part. You can always take it down and start over. That's the
okay.
Beautiful.
All right.
All righty, okay. All right, thanks. Well, we're just about out of time, and Denny McCune's up next. And, of course, today, Carol Monday's here as well, too. So if you've got creature questions, she's here. So get online, 749-1035, and we're going to talk about grass seed and knockout roses. You can't plant knockout roses today. Bad idea, but you're going to be planting them soon. But and all kinds of other great plants out there. All right, I'll be back next week. See you then.